have been traveling and you have not finished your journey by a long shot. You say you had a what to go before dark.
A mile?
Or if you had 300 miles, you say we got
a lot of miles to go yet.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it everywhere, you say, oh, I can find that just about.
Anywhere.
If he slipped on the ice and fell that way, he fell.
Backwards.
And if he fell.
Forwards.
Mm-hmm. If I ask you, did you catch any fish, and you didn't, you say, no, I didn't catch.
Didn't catch any.
You ever heard the word nary?
No.
You ever heard anybody say nary a one?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I've heard it.
You don't use it?
No, I don't use it.
Do you remember where you heard it?
Not really.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? Wrong.
Go back to that again.
If a schoolboy is getting scolded and he says, I don't know why she's blaming me.
Didn't do anything.
Someone apologizes for breaking your rake and you say, that's okay. I really didn't like it.
Anyway.
A crying child might be crying because, and he tell you, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
What do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Fur?
If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
Yeah.
Me and you too.
The second cutting of clover or grass.
Doesn't ring the bell.
Yeah, some guys just think, well, I just call it the second cutting. So I guess that's what it is. Do you ever have anything to do with wheat? Did y'all ever around that raised wheat? Do you know what wheat is tied up into?
No, I really don't.
Would you know what it was piled up into? Have you ever heard something of wheat? Have you ever heard that hymn,
bringing in the sheaf?
Yeah. Do you know that, a sheaf or anything in reference to wheat?
No.
We raised, what measure would you use in speaking of how much you raised per acre of
bushel?
The crop? What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Harvest.
Or you have to
chop.
Or if you have to hit it, you have to say oat. You have to wet the oats.
I just call it beat.
Something that we had to do today, just the two of us. We'd say, we'll have to do it. Or you might say, what have to do it? Instead of saying we, you'd say
they.
Or, no, if it was
we,
both of us, you'd say
we have to do it.
Instead of saying that, you might say to me, you would be saying,